Well, howdy! This podcast is a proud member of the PodCon Go Network. PodCon Go, family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone.
Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a shovel and three bags of seeds. It's time for a story. Today's story is The Quirquincho and the Fox, a folktale from Argentina by Vidya Mani. Once upon a time, a fox and a quirquincho. Quirquincho means armadillo in Quechua, the language spoken by the Incas who originally inhabited the land, were very good friends. They spent a great deal of time together and had lots of fun. One day, the quirquincho decided that he was not going to waste his time doing nothing, and instead decided to do a spot of farming. He immediately set out to work and started to build a fence around a plot of land. His friend, the fox, was quite perplexed by the quirquincho's behavior. He wondered why his best friend was working so hard instead of having some fun in the sun. Seeing the quirquincho toiling away at the fence, the fox asked, "Why are you making the fence, best friend?"
"To sow some crops and earn some money, fox," replied the quirquincho.
The fox was surprised by the answer. He started to suspect his best friend. Why did the quirquincho want to make money? Was he trying to become richer and more famous than him? Did he want to earn a good name from the other animals and get all the attention? Soon, suspicions such as these got the better of the fox, and he quickly made a cunning plan. Since he had more money than the quirquincho, he decided that the best thing to do would be to join up with his friend, invest in the crops, make him toil, and reap the benefits himself. This way, he wouldn't have to work too hard, but would still end up making more money than the quirquincho. So off he went to his sweating friend and said,
"You must have used up all your money buying the land and putting up the fence. Why don't I give you the money to buy the seeds to sow, dear friend? Of course, if I'm paying for the seeds, then I get to decide what part of the crop belongs to me. Fair is fair, after all, isn't it?"
The quirquincho was a smart cookie, too. He immediately saw through the fox's cunning plans. But he also knew that without the fox's money, there was no way he would be able to grow any crops. So he decided to agree, for the moment.
"Thank you, dear friend. What would I have done without you? All my efforts would have come to nothing if not for a friend like you."
"Aha! The silly fool is falling for my plan," thought the fox gleefully. "Okay, friend. So you'll do as I tell you to, right? Then, this first time, whatever grows beneath the ground will belong to you, and everything that grows above it will belong to me," he said greedily.
For a moment, the quirquincho was alarmed. But then he said to himself,
"I'm not going to let him get away with this. I'll teach that greedy pig a lesson."
Bright and early the next morning, the quirquincho started to prepare the field for sowing. And guess what he decided to sow? Potatoes. The fox was furious. When the crop was harvested, all the potatoes went to the quirquincho, while all the fox got were the leaves. Not to be outdone easily, the fox said,
"This crop has been very bad for me. The next time, you take what grows above, and I'll take everything that grows below."
Again, he felt gleeful for having outwitted his friend. The clever quirquincho set to work again. This time round, he tilled the land, watered it, and planted wheat. Yet again, when the crop was reaped, all the wheat came to the Quirquincho, and the fox got only the roots and the leaves. Now the fox was really angry. Each one of his attempts to get the better of the Quirquincho was proving to be disastrous.
That scoundrel's really having his cake and eating it too. Does he think I'm going to let him get away this easily? My money's being spent, and he's the one getting richer. I must teach him a lesson.
So he thought hard and long for a few days. When he hit upon what he thought was a brilliant plan, he called the Quirquincho.
Friend, the last two crops have been no good for me. I've spent all my money, but ended up with just leaves and roots which have no value. So it's only fair that when you sow the next crop, I get what grows on top and what grows below the ground. You can have what's in between.
Accordingly, the Quirquincho got the field ready for sowing. And what do you think he planted this time?
Corn!
The crafty fox had been outwitted again. When the crop was harvested, the Quirquincho took all the corn that lay in between, while the greedy fox was left with the roots and the stalks. He got so angry with the Quirquincho that he spat and fumed and swore to never work with him again. As for the intelligent Quirquincho, he now had enough money to buy his own seeds and didn't need the fox's help ever again. Today's story is another one of my favorite kind of stories. A trickster story. In this story, it's the fox that's trying to trick the Quirquincho. He wants the Quirquincho to do all the work, and all the fox has to do is pay a little bit of money for seeds and get all the benefits. But what happens in the end? The Quirquincho actually tricks the fox. And it's the Quirquincho that ends up with all of the crops and enough money to buy his own seeds. Do you like stories like this? Trickster stories in which one character is trying to trick another? Well, they are very popular. I wonder why people like to hear stories like this so much. And why people like to tell them. We certainly don't want you to be like the tricky characters in the story. I'm not trying to teach you how to have better tricks. I think there are two reasons why people like trickster stories. The first is that they're funny and surprising. Like a good joke, you don't really know how it's going to turn out. You keep listening because you want to know who's going to win in the end. But maybe the second reason for enjoying trickster stories is because in real life, sometimes people do try to trick each other. It's not right and it's not fair, but it does happen. And the more we read about different kinds of tricks, the better we'll be able to recognize a trick in case someone ever tries to trick us. And then, like the clever Quirquincho, maybe we can find our own way out of it. The Quirquincho and the Fox, a folktale from Argentina, is made available by Storyweaver, a division of Pratam Books. Storyweaver collects stories from all over the world and encourages people to translate them into so many different languages to make them available to children in India and everywhere else. You can read more stories like this at storyweaver.org.in. Thanks for listening to Elderberry Tales. I'll see you next time.